Stop the clapping.
Gets a standing ovation.
Not today. Not today. All right, guys, we're back. Take it like a fan. We are one shorty P short of a full crew.
Get it? Because he's short.
It's a bad day, man. It's been a bad week. Just topped off with a terrible February 1st.
Bad day. You consider it a bad day?
I consider it a bad day.
Then just give away that championship.
There's so many reasons why I consider it a bad day.
No, it's a bittersweet moment.
Oh, now it's bittersweet?
Yeah. Honestly,
has he not been like inconsolable?
He was mad literally 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still pissed.
Are you pissed just at because you're obviously not pissed at Brady? You're just pissed at the situation.
No, I'm pissed that we're stuck in this position with out of quarterback. I knew it was going to happen eventually. He was going to
retire. Just not this year.
Just not. And what I got to see this year at this field, at the stadium, week in and week out.
All season long, all the past 2 years.
Well, the year before we had the COVID.
We've seen the best Bucs team that we will possibly see in quite some time.
And you don't want to see it again?
You'll never have like that expectation of what Brady did. He came in here. He turned the whole city between us and Tampa. Everybody fed off the energy that he brought here. You're not going to find another Tom Brady that's going to come to your town. That's like Michael Jordan leaving when he still got something left to prove, and he proves it in a different city.
It's like what I said to you guys earlier, man. It's like dating a hot chick, the hottest chick in school. And you have no control over.
No.
You have no control over.
No.
Oh, you need to hear his reasoning. Go ahead, finish your thought.
You have no control over because the bitch is gonna leave you anyways.
Oh,
that's what it was like. It was like the greatest 2 years. You know, like when you're.
It was a great 2 years, but I mean, the obvious question is, where do we go from here? We know that there's some free agents available, and I think it's gonna be hard for anybody to come down here, especially following Tom Brady. I think the Rodgers, the Wilsons, even down to the Wentz, and all these guys are out that we shouldn't even be entertaining.
The only one that I'd like to entertain is Russell Wilson. That's the only one that's...
Jimmy G is a thought for me. I don't understand, bro. I mean, what else is out there? Talk to me.
You look what we have. We have a good... We still have a good, healthy receiving core when Godwin gets back. Jimmy G is not your guy.
Look at his stats.
Samuel,
he had
Kittle,
Debo Samuel, who had
Ayuk.
Yeah, Debo Samuel is a whole different breed who can actually run the ball and take short little plays and go the distance.
Oh, Godwin can't.
Debo Samuel made Jimmy G's stats look somewhat comprehensible, but there's no fucking way I want Jimmy G on this team.
So Gronk is gone too. I mean, that's
he had, I mean,
probably
he,
more than likely.
No, not a probably. He's gone.
He's gonna make that decision. I heard that he might go play for Buffalo too.
That's his hometown.
Right.
Gronk?
Yeah. I mean, why not? If I'm him, why not? 1 year with the Bills Mafia right out into the sunset because he could be the missing piece for that team.
Yeah, that would be scary.
Not stunk it up.
The Bills Mafia would light on fire if Gronk went to the Bills. And with Bills, I just don't think
Gronk will play without. I think that was the whole thing. Gronk like only came back.
Yeah, but playing, okay. Playing
you do have Allen.
Hometown.
You do have Allen.
You have Allen. You got Diggs. You have a really good squad that like.
Yeah, you get another year, another $10, $15 million. I mean, sure.
So you do not think, obviously, that
I think Gronk's,
Gabbert or Trask is our
it's gonna,
is an answer for right now.
No, you cannot turn. You have a team that is ready to add a few pieces to make a run.
What are you going to lose to get that quarterback that's now? Because
you're going
to
give away your first pick anyways. You're going to sign free agents,
Dog just pointed out that apparently we pass up on have to pay $15 million to Brady.
No, we get $15 back, but it's not a cap hit. That's irrelevant to the whole scenario. That has nothing to do with what was going into next year. Either we're going to pay him X amount of money or we get that X amount of money.
You
back.
Also wonder how many pieces are we also going to lose in the offseason?
That's what it determines right now. It's hard to tell. You can wish what you want, but I think right now.
I hear nothing but that locker room was special and super tight, and all the players said it on their post-interview from the game, from after the season, that you know this was the closest locker room I've been a part of. So that might speak a lot of volume. You know, you definitely got to get back Jensen.
There's key parts if you can keep your core together, like you're saying, your defense and your offense. You keep that core together, then it might be attractive to someone like a Russell Wilson or something like that. That's got some serious.
There's one thing with the Russell is you're going to have to give up because I think he's still under contract with Seattle for one more year. He's had a list of teams that he'd actually be playing for, which were big markets, was like New Orleans, Miami. Mm-hmm. I would think Dallas was, or the other teams were AFC teams because Seattle doesn't want to give him to an NFC opponent. Mm-hmm. With core trades like that, it's not really going to happen. I don't really see us breaking the bank to trade for somebody like that. Bruce Arians says he's coming back. I don't know what he wants to do. And, I mean, honestly, there's no quarterbacks coming out.
I give him 4 years.
There's no starter-ready quarterbacks coming out next 2 years at most. I mean, we'll see what happens this year, but there's no quarterbacks coming out.
Is there any secondary quarterbacks?
Hold on.
First off. What about that boy
out
of Baltimore?
Hold on. What? You guys are talking about no quarterbacks coming up. Who just retired was pick 199. How are you gonna say?
I understand that.
I'm saying active quarterbacks
in the NFL right now, if we're not really seeing anything special that we can't rely on Gabbard and Trask to take us anywhere, if that's the case, is there any secondary quarterbacks like that cat in Baltimore that took over for Lamar Jackson?
PJ.
He's fucking exciting to watch, bro. He's good.
Our system, you got to have an arm. You're going to have to throw. That's the thing that was attractive about him. He had one. But he runs. He likes to. You're not running
but
in the system.
But that's the thing with Russell. Would he be attractive to our O-line?
Huh? I think Russell would be the best fit because he could be elusive. He could get out, but he's very accurate with the ball. He doesn't turn the ball over, and he likes to take shots downfield. With him, like if I'm Russell and I look at Godwin and Evans and look at if they can restructure
O.J.
that line.
O.J. Howard, Cameron Bray.
OJ's gone.
You think?
OJ's gone.
Yeah, 100%. OJ will go somewhere. He's going to go somewhere.
That's another position that's actually scary because if Gronk doesn't come back, you got Cameron Brake, and then who else you got?
If Gronk doesn't come back, why wouldn't OJ Howard ride?
I think we've seen all we need to see out of OJ Howard for the past 4 years.
Yeah, and five.
Well, we might. What if we got Knox if he went to Buffalo?
The scary thing is, too, though, like OJ, years 2, 3, and 4 before he got injured last year, he was looking explosive.
Wasn't bad, but he always got hurt.
After his injury, he was like scared. He lost a step. Maybe he was like, well, look, I know I'm playing behind Cam and Gronk, so he might not have cared too much about it.
If
Brady wanted
him in there, Brady would have had him in there. But
that's what I'm saying, though. But you got two other tight ends. One's your passing buddy leader of all sorts of records with Gronk. Cam Brate, sure-handed. He hasn't missed practice. He hasn't missed games. Like, he doesn't get injured. He's always there. Yep. So OJ could have probably looked at this year and said, hey, I need to stay healthy. I'm going to hit the market next year.
Could have.
And he'll get paid.
And who's on JPP?
JPP's gone.
He might retire.
He's probably done.
Sue.
He's a free agent. He's a free agent. I don't know if he's got one left in him.
Golston's
a free agent. And then you got, I think, Dean is a free agent. Carlton Davis is a free agent.
Davis is probably going to go chase a payday.
Yeah, I could see that. He's been locked down pretty well. So is Dean. Dean might want to go get some money, and you know, we might want to spend money somewhere else.
That's where I think we need to really draft is high in the secondary.
I agree.
We draft secondary. This year's not year for the quarterbacks. You can work one out in free agency.
I think Mike Edwards is a free agent, too.
How many on our O-line?
Huh?
Is it just?
It's Jensen
Kappa's
and Kappa.
Just Kappa. Jensen.
And Jensen. That's it.
Kappa, too, right?
It's Alex Kappa and Ryan Jensen.
One of them could go, too.
I think Jensen will stay.
They'll figure out a way to keep him.
They need to keep him. He's kind of the core of that offensive line regardless. He's kind of like an Aryan center, so
it's a scary offseason for the Bucks. Either way,
it's scary, but it's the next step. It's the future after. We still have decent players. We have a good team. It's going to go one either way.
Okay.
It's that verge.
Yeah, exactly. So with us speaking on top of that, would you say we are in a better position now versus 2 years ago before we signed Brady? Winston was done with us.
I
think we're a better team.
I think there's more chemistry between the players. Didn't really know what you're going to get when you had that.
Absolutely.
I mean, the defense has been proving up those stats. They've been horrible in the past, but they
locked down.
They've
only been relevant for 2 years, and we've seen this team for the past 12.
I think the camaraderie that was brought on with the winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, no, we are way better off
right now where we're at than where we were before Brady.
But that also is going to rely on the next guy that comes in, because the quarterback.
I'll tell you
what,
we were younger.
On your quarterback.
We were definitely younger. You're gonna have to replace JPP. Cannot tell me they're gonna.
Our second fiddles in on our line aren't bad.
Anthony Nelson's good.
Joe Tryon needs to step up. Anthony Nelson
will get his playing time. Yeah. Joe Tryon, he needs to step up, get bigger and more.
Yeah,
explosive.
that was his first
Shaq
year.
Barrett,
but I mean, he's
Shaq
gotta show it up next year.
Where was he towards the end of the season?
I don't know
if it was because he was injured. Yeah, he had that interception. He made a couple splash plays. But he didn't have his get off the line like he normally did and was getting after the quarterback.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the knee. Who knows?
He eats up a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Not too happens. Much for – he's a good DN. He's off the line like no other. But
– yeah.
Well, yeah, it's going to be interesting what they do
the
off
the conversations
season.
Are all starting. Oh, what about Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I don't know. You take a risk on those legal troubles.
I know that the Texans are saying they want 2 first rounders this year and next year. And there's no way.
You guys want Cam Newton?
No.
Teddy Bridgewater?
No.
No.
Marcus Mariota is also available.
I would have took Teddy 2 years. I would have took a gamble on him, but not now. There's not.
How about Marcus Mariota?
No.
Derek Carr raises an eyebrow. They just got Josh McDaniels, and
he might not like him.
They've already said that he's got plans for Josh McDaniels, but I don't know. There's no telling. So to me, there's Russell Wilson, which is going to be a stretch because they're going to want some stuff too. But Derek Carr, I would roll with that.
What about Kirk Cousins? What about Rodgers?
No,
you don't think
you wouldn't roll with Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
No.
That's not.
They don't fit. They don't fit on our team.
We got to look at our players.
We could bring Winston back.
No,
you could.
You look at our core players and look what Tom Brady brought in here, and you think a guy like Aaron Rodgers that everybody compares these to is going to come in here and
that's what I'm saying. Get following that. Tom Brady now.
There's certain players I feel like this team could roll with and get along with, but like if not,
I think it's Deshaun Watson.
Roll with your Gabbert and Trask. Just try and do it. Just see what you can come up with. You don't know what you have until you try it. I mean, don't waste your future on something that could just really just come.
Release Gabbert. Go after Deshaun Watson.
Here's the question.
That's what I'm saying. I think our draft picks, the next couple of years, draft picks are really crucial, and I don't want to give them away for a guy like that.
You don't think Deshaun Watson would be a benefit to this team?
You don't know what's going to happen with him. You don't know about his allegations and all that. You don't care. You're rolling the dice on that one.
That is.
You're going to give up all this and then say Roger Goodell says, you know what? Just because he sat out last season, he's still going to be suspended for 16 games this year. What if he's suspended for a whole season?
Well, guess what, Bo? They play 17.
Even if it's 10 games out of the year, you don't have your starting quarterback that you just gave so much up for. To me, it doesn't make sense. It's not a Jason Light move. I'm not saying I have a feel for it, but I think there's a certain way Jason Light's going to approach this. They're going to really think about it, and it's either you're going to go in and you're going to get a guy that's adaptive to this offense.
Okay, so Jason.
Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. That's
we're going to say Jason Light right now has to figure this whole thing. Not Bruce Arians.
It's all going to be on Jason Light now. He's the GM. He's the one that makes this happen. I'm sure Arians will have an input.
Who's Arians' longevity? Yes, exactly. That's what I was getting to, Bo. Arians, 4 years max. He's 69 years old. 4 years max he'll coach.
That's why I really think that.
So he's not planning to get a rookie quarterback anytime soon. Not even Kyle Trask. No. Not even Blaine Gabbert. He's not trying to get any one of those guys in there to.
That's what to me.
Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson.
No,
those are the two I would want.
But you're taking a risk on Deshaun Watson.
But
let's say just shits and giggles. Give me a minute here.
You're shits and giggles. There ain't no shits and giggle time.
Let's say Deshaun Watson winds up not having to serve anything from this, and some truth comes out from what his camp has been saying. There's just wait until his depth.
What are you
going to
give up?
Comes up.
You're going to give up the next 2 first round picks for him,
dude.
Is that what you're going to do? Who's to say he's a year off of football?
If we keep the core of our team and could get him, then yeah, I'd be comfortable.
A year off of football, and he's just going to walk in here with all that stuff that just going to go away, and our guys are supposed to get behind him. That's your leader. You want Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You want a proven leader
exactly
that's been to the
what exactly
before.
Do you understand the allegations to be against Deshaun?
Rape.
No.
Not rape, sexual misconduct or whatever. It's like 28 of them. I don't even know if it's true. Nobody knows if it's true. It's just kind of like just out there, and now he's not playing.
It's like the Mashad.
Let me be the other side of this. How many stars out there have been through this, and one we don't even know
Big
about,
Ben.
About it? How many? Yeah,
Big Ben.
But
come on,
profile's
bud.
Different. You got to understand.
Jameis Winston.
Watson, yeah,
no,
he's
but that,
good. He's a great player. He's a good player.
Yeah.
But does he have what it takes to bring these guys back to the promised land?
Oh,
because
fuck yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he has something. I think he's got an arm.
I think, yeah, he would
count
have a,
on our,
he would have a
count
chip
on
his
backs,
shoulder.
But he also can run the fuck out of that ball.
Yeah, but he's also been out for a year. I mean, he just – it's just – it does. It's,
I agree with you. I would definitely – my first choice –
I would go after Russell.
Would
go, I
would
go after Russell.
Would go after Russell. That would be my first choice. Go after Russell.
I wouldn't
pitch
mind.
Seattle the bag. Dude, I mean, it's hard to say, but, I mean, you could even have – a first-round pick this year, and then maybe a second and a third next year, or a second and a fifth. However it matches up, because Russell's getting old in age. He's 33 or something like that.
He's still playing.
Maybe 6 years.
I could see him and Mike Evans and Godwin like being a nice little trio. I can really
100%. But you can also see.
But you
got to
get
money.
I don't know that. He sat out all year last year.
Can you
Who
see with Derek Carr?
Huh?
Can you see with Derek Carr?
I can see. I mean, I wouldn't bat an eye at it. That's my only other option. If I don't get either of those two guys, I don't waste my time on anybody else.
You don't. It's a waste of your time on Jimmy G.
Yeah.
When you're facing Gabbert and Trask.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a waste of your time with Carson Wentz when you're facing.
How many points did Jimmy G score in the playoffs?
I don't know.
What do you have, like three total touchdowns?
No, it was more than that. I
no,
think.
Check it because he didn't score in Green Bay. I think he got maybe
no,
one touchdown, but it was to Debo Samuel. And then they had another pick six.
But
or
you can't,
like
you can't, you can't.
I'm
put,
just saying he's
not a
in
game
our,
manager though.
That, we're not a game manager type of offense. We're spread down the field offense.
Okay, but
we're no risk. He doesn't have the accuracy.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
No.
I'm gonna tell you right
I
now.
Trust him with that. Hit
their O line didn't compare to ours. They have big Trent Williams, who
that's
is
not.
Nice.
It's his playing ability. There's certain. That's what I'm saying. There's certain quarterbacks that you can put out here.
But he's in Kyle Shanahan's scheme, though. You're telling me when, you know, he played
I'm
for
not,
the Patriots,
you guys,
he didn't.
You guys,
when
I
he
swear
filled,
to God, if Jimmy G comes here, you guys, you'll.
No, I'm. Not, I'll be more content with a Jimmy G than a Carson Wentz.
Fuck no! What's Carson Wentz?
I would be more content with
no
Jimmy
Carson
G.
Wins.
What about Kirk Cousins?
No,
dude, that's what the talk's going on, Bo. You have to.
I'm just saying that's who I know. Uh-uh.
So you would take Winston back over like
no.
a Cousins?
No.
Oh no! Listen,
fuck no.
If all these other quarterbacks are taken, and the Bucs started getting serious about Cousins, Jimmy G, Carson Wentz, or bringing Winston back. Who would you want?
You know what? It wouldn't matter at that point. If that's the only option they're going to do, I'm going to support them throughout the thin and day, but I'm not going to have any fucking expectations. I will be. Because
you
know what? If
you
something
heard
does
it
happen,
first.
I will be impressed because I don't think those guys are the answer. I don't think that's Bruce Arians. I don't think he's stooping to that kind of low of resource.
Bo shook right now because the AFC has quarterbacks.
Oh,
the AFC
well,
is
guess
squatted.
What? Guess what?
AFC is squatted.
ESPN just posted this.
Andrew
Top
Luck.
Top five names Arians and co. are targeting.
I heard Andrew Fruers. Luck.
Andrew Luck. Did you see what he looked like the other day?
Listen to this. Derek Carr. Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Jimmy G. Andrew Luck.
Send that to John.
I've seen this.
And Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no.
I've seen this.
Did you?
Yeah.
And the Ryan Tannehill, I don't know who the who.
Well,
the
let's talk. What about Andrew Luck? I mean,
he's
what?
He ain't.
He's
the,
been
he,
out for what 3-4 years now.
Yeah, 3 years.
Get
he's
out
not.
Of here.
He's not playing.
Did you see what he looked like?
No,
he looks bad. He didn't look bad, but he didn't look like in football shape
no.
like he did.
Yeah, he looks like a regular.
He
a
looks
regular
like a regular player. Average Joe.
He looked like you did at 31.
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to? Next quarterback odds. Okay, here's the sports line. Vegas. Let's see what they have to say about the odds of who the next quarterback is. All right, so we got Bridgewater's a +400, Jimmy G +500.
What, for here?
Yeah, for here. Cam Newton plus 500, Marcus Mariota plus 600, Kyle Trask 1,000 being the next starter. Gabbert 1,500, Winston 1,500, Kirk Cousins 1,800, Russell Wilson plus 2,000.
So if I put 100 down, so I'll win 2,000.
You'd win more than that. They're saying Teddy Bridgewater is the is obviously the lowest or the best odds of coming here.
Man.
I feel like I'm kind of just like a couple steps above Winston at that point. Like a
smarter Winston.
Yeah.
And Winston's not. We've seen what he did with the Saints for those six games. They didn't allow him to throw the ball like he normally did with us.
True.
So he did make improvements of understanding the game from a different perspective than Bruce Arians, no risk it, no biscuit. And
true.
But true. I don't think we go that route. I don't think you – I don't know if you could.
What?
Bring back a Winston.
No, you can't. You don't – no, dude. What?
Now the odds just updated. Jimmy G's a plus 600. Kyle Trask plus 600. He's moved up. Nick Foles plus 850. Rodgers is only plus 950.
Yeah.
Well, but the long shot is Cam Newton Winston at 7,500 apiece.
Yeah, dude, I don't.
Taysom Hill is up there.
I don't think you can bring any of those guys.
What about Drew Locke?
No.
No.
You don't like this kid?
No. There's not, dude.
That's what's scary about the NFL.
I've been saying this for a while. There's literally 10 or 12 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and honestly, 8 of them are in the AFC right now.
What about Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Maybe
5 years ago.
Yeah, or at least three.
This NFL has got a whole new look right now.
Trask could possibly do this.
But
You're going to have to give him some time.
If you're Bruce Arians, are you really going to risk your season on this kid's shoulders?
Well, no, I think what I would do is I would fucking go out and find a solid veteran backup. Solid. Like a Fitzmagic. No, like a quality backup. And then, I'd run with it. With that core, with those receivers, the backs we have. Lenny's here, right? He ain't going nowhere.
No.
Yeah, but that's going to put you in the same position. That's going to put you in the same position you were in 4 years ago when you're trying to figure out if Winston's going to be here.
I think Trask is a better quarterback than Winston. You know
you
that.
Can't say that.
You guys
that.
Know,
you can't
I, didn't. You guys know
that.
I didn't like Winston.
Winston won a Heisman.
Doesn't matter. He sucked, bro.
In college, he has better
NFL
stats than
he wasn't
Trask.
An NFL quarterback.
You can't compare college stats to any NFL stats.
Exactly. So you can't. The kid hasn't played a real
game.
You look
at Jamarcus Russell.
Until Trask has a game.
That's
one of
the
all flops.
Biggest bust ever. Yeah. That's why they put salary caps on that shit.
Even him playing in a preseason game, I think he played maybe like two games in the
fourth
quarter.
But he didn't have anything with first team reps
like that. But that's
so
what I'm saying.
He's got an entire offseason.
I mean, he had one full season as a rookie season to just sit there and wait. I mean, he wasn't even dressed. He was on the sidelines, earpiece, everywhere. I mean, you see what kind of work he does, see how he looks in camp. But, I mean, until that, I don't know.
Your options
are very limited. There's literally 12 quarterbacks in
this.
That's
why I don't
think. There's 32 teams.
Oh, how about no, they're not going to let him go because Rodgers will probably be done next year if he comes back.
He's got 2 years on his contract. He's got this year.
What is his name? Love?
No.
No.
Dude, there's not any
quarterback. No, I'm saying
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love.
There's not much out there, man. There's not. I mean, I don't know.
I can't think of really any secondary quarterback.
Because there's not. I'm telling you, there's not.
How about Baker?
No.
I don't want that diva shit.
Fuck that.
He doesn't fit here.
He don't fit here?
No. What has he done up there? He had everything up there, and he couldn't do anything with it. He had a good defense. He had a solid run game. Had star wide receivers. Still couldn't get the job done.
Yeah, he might.
He looked good,
again.
But then
he had one
up.
Star receiver.
He had OBJ.
What do you mean?
Odell and Jarvis Landry.
Jarvis
Landry's not some fucking
star.
They had Austin Hooper as a tight end. No King Joe.
They had a good team. He just couldn't do it.
But you also had a coach that was sent into the fucking Wolves, bro. He was getting his ass kicked every fucking game.
No, they got a new coach every year. Same like with Derek Carr.
But dude, everybody heard the rumors about Baker and his coach this year. That coach, dude.
Baker sucks.
Even the announcers, when they were watching the game, like, what the fuck is going on?
Baker, he thinks he's bigger than the game before he played the game. That's just how these kids are. I'm telling you, ain't much out there, man.
So he was like another, what was his name? Johnny Football?
Johnny Manziel? Mike Evans made Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, true.
Since it's Tom Brady Day, that's what February 1st will go down as, is Tom Brady Day.
Groundhog Day.
You guys see that the Bengals, the whole area where the Cincinnati Bengals play, I guess they're giving the kids off school Monday after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice for them.
Yeah. All right.
It's either going to be a sad Monday or a happy Monday.
This is called Left to Right. Obviously, you guys can't see my screen, but it's called Left to Right.
Right.
And I'm going to give you two options. You got Brady and Gronk on the left, or Michael and Scotty. Which is the better duo?
Okay, Brady and Gronk, or Michael and Scotty?
Yeah.
Michael
left,
and Scotty.
Yeah, left is Brady and Gronk, and the right is Michael and Scotty.
Scotty who?
Scotty Pippen.
Oh, MJ and Scotty. Okay. Man, that's tough.
No, it's not. Brady and Gronk.
Probably Brady and Gronk.
Okay. Which is a better duo? Again, you got Brady and Edelman versus Kobe and Shaq on the right.
Brady and Edelman versus Kobe and Shaq.
Kobe
and Shaq was better than Pippen.
They're more of a dynamic duo.
All right. Left on the left, we got Brady and Bill. And on the right, we got Tim and Pop.
Oh, Tim and Pop.
Brady and Bill.
No way, dude. I don't think Brady and Bill Belichick had a great relationship.
It doesn't matter. They got the job done.
Well, it's the better duo. They got the job
done. Tim and
Pop.
Tim and Pop. Yeah, they had it.
They're fucking.
Yeah. They did. But when you want to win, look to Brady and Bill.
Better rivalry.
Rivalry?
Yeah. Rivalry. Brady and Peyton on the left, or LeBron and Steph on the right?
Oh, Brady and Peyton.
Brady and Peyton.
And the most iconic to their city, Brady in Boston or Jeter in New York?
Jeter in New York.
That was it for left or right. But, dude, I mean, those are pretty cool questions, man. I never compared it like that before.
I like those. February 1st is going to be known. Yeah, I guess it's TB01.
TB12 day.
I love the fact he didn't mention the Patriots in his goodbye note, even though
he did a separate one for them.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, after they said something.
Yeah. But dude, they should have known that.
Does he go in as a Buck?
Dude, they treated him like shit.
No, he will have the same Hall of Fame locker room set up as with how John Lynch had the Bucks, and
he's got so much.
Rob Gronkowski says he'll retire if he's forced to decide now.
Yeah, he said that a week ago.
What is it, Gronk?
I could see him probably going to play for Buffalo or just hanging him up.
It makes sense. That makes sense after you said that. I could see him wanting to go play hometown in front of the fans. Have a killer year because they got a fucking opportunity and they're pissed with the way they got knocked out. Because let me tell you something. Best game of the playoffs so far.
Joe Burrow.
No fucking way. KC and Buffalo Bills.
No, that was a shootout.
That fucking game was the way a playoff football game should be.
Dude, I think this was the best playoffs that I've seen in a long time. Every game has been won by a lot. The last play of the game.
It was the best teams at the end of the day in the playoffs. Yeah. Well, after the wild card weekend, when we got rid of the Cowboys.
So with that being said, now that they have, what is it, seven teams in the playoffs from each conference? Is that what it is, seven teams?
Yeah.
So with that being said, the playoffs are more interesting and
better.
Well, it just made everybody fight till last week for positioning and
so
everything.
Do you think the NFL did the right job by extending the
No. I don't like any team really having a bye, to be honest with you. I think that kind of takes everything out of rhythm. I think if you're going to do eight teams and just have everybody play.
I would say the first two teams get byes.
No, I don't like the byes. Yeah, you get rested, you get healthy, but it's 2 weeks off when you're in that kind of time. That takes momentum out. Look at the Bengals. The Bengals rolled. The Titans sat and they got rolled by the Bengals.
Yeah, you can say that, but I just think that's what the reward. The reward should be the first and second round should get the bye.
That's how it was, but they changed it. I like the way it is, but I think they should definitely change overtime to where each team gets a possession.
And then what happens if each team scores a touchdown?
Or you play the clock out. Each team gets a possession, or you play the clock out. Or if you go up by 14 points, then obviously just kill it.
But see, that's a good one right there.
What?
Play the clock out unless you go up by
Why even
two
have
touchdowns?
A time limit? Why even have time if you're not playing?
But what if a team goes down there and scores, kicks a field goal? Now it's 10-0 that they scored in overtime.
If you go two scores up on your opponent, then it's over.
Then you get that's the last drive, and you have to score.
I actually don't agree. I actually kind of like the way it is. You get a field goal, bullshit. We'll go down and get a field goal too. Whoever gets a touchdown, whoever's offense can beat up the defense of the other team and score, is the winner.
It's 10 minutes.
That's 15 in the playoffs.
Really?
10 minutes regular season.
It should just be 10 minutes straight up play to the end of the clock.
It should be play to the end of the clock. Yep. I don't like the – I mean, the
– I like this. I like the –
because you got to think a good solid drive in the NFL is going to take 4 to 5 minutes.
You know,
there's not too many one-minute drives, two-minute drives.
I like the sudden death, bro. It's over.
You know, it took Patrick Mahomes –
step your defense
what was
up.
It, 13 seconds to tie the Bills?
Or something like that, yeah.
And it took him 13 seconds to lose it against Cincinnati because he threw the pick with, I think it was 14:47 left on the clock.
I actually like what Mahomes said after the loss. What he – talked about Brady. Did you hear that? He said something about just having an understanding and a respect for what it takes to play at that level, at that age, accepting losses like this, learning from the losses, something that his conversations with Brady have helped him.
Dude, that kid's going to be good, man. Patrick Mahomes is
going to be good. The AFC is going to be fun to watch for the next
look
year.
I mean, Herbert. Burrow. Allen.
I mean, Jackson's still running around doing his thing.
Yeah.
Who knows? Old
Herbert,
Sunshine
yeah, I forgot about
down
that
in Jacksonville might do his thing.
He doesn't even have a coach yet. I have no idea what
the
fuck.
And he kind of lit it up the last game of the season
against
the
Colts. The kid has talent. The kid has talent, but he just doesn't have.
No, that was a disaster. Urban Meyer going there. That was a complete disaster. They just wasted a lot.
I want Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow is what?
Come back as our quarterback.
Come on, man. Great guy and all, but come on.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm anxious to see where we go. I'm anxious to see what the rumor mill starts here soon after the Super Bowl. Who's going to do what? Who's going where?
Oh, I got to give a birthday shout out.
To?
I was supposed to be at a birthday dinner tonight. My boy JP's birthday, 27.
JP, happy birthday.
So, didn't end up making it out there, so I was here.
Nice. Happy birthday, JP. How about we give a quick moment of silence and we'll move on from the just Tom Brady topic, okay? Let's give a moment of silence to TB12.
Why is it a moment of silence, man?
Because, dude.
It's not like he didn't
do
us with anything.
22 years. Yeah, what do you mean? He's been in the league for longer than you've been watching football, damn it.
All right, well, then maybe we should take a moment of silence for the other retirement of the week, which is crushing to me.
Big Ben?
No.
He's a closet pizza.
Big Nasty?
Oh, yeah.
He's got one more year left.
Yeah, I know, but he's retiring.
Oh, he'll still be at the games.
Yeah, but he's not going to be.
He's not.
He won't be. He won't be big. That's like dog not being at the games. It's like dog just going there and sitting.
Yeah,
that's probably what's going to happen in a few years if this team don't figure it the fuck out.
No, dog will still be there. Dog will be in the stands getting.
I just one thing. I really hate to like to shit up the people are saying about this whole organization. Everybody's like, I want this. Dude, we just won a fucking Super Bowl and scored 13 wins in one fucking year.
Yeah.
I'm super bummed.
Yeah.
Even though we lost that playoff game, just still knowing that we were just still in there and we had a fight the whole time is just it's a good feeling. It's like we're not
even kind of the way anymore. He went out, you know, with that major comeback. I mean, it was kind of a shit way to end, but
he didn't lose the game.
Yeah. That's true. He did not.
And the thing is, the stats that he had,
the refs didn't help. But Todd Bowles
don't bring them fucking guys around. Don't bring that up. Yeah. I'm still pissed about them damn refs that game. But
you were violent at the end of the game.
Oh yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But yeah, man, awesome. It was a great time with Tom. Appreciate it, Tom.
Yep, much appreciation, TB12. Gronk, I'm hoping you're sticking around, but chances are you're probably gone or retiring or leaving us. Any other Bucks that decide to go on, I am
super
sad to see you go.
But guess what?
But I get it.
It's war when we meet again.
Yeah. It's war when we meet again.
Yep.
What about that? Oh, what about that Pittsburgh backup quarterback? No, not the.
Who, Charlie Batch?
No. Bruce Gutkowski?
Bruce Gutkowski.
The, what's that guy that's the,
Greg Maddox.
Rudolph.
John Kitna? Matt Rudolph?
Why don't we take him?
All right, Chip. I think you've had enough.
Dude, we don't have any options.
He's going crazy right now. He's going crazy. God.
Who's
going
to replace Big Ben?
Sam Darnold.
Who cares?
Oh,
that ain't my problem.
I heard Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers have a good relationship.
And they made a whole big deal out of that little smile and shit.
Good.
And
have fun.
And if the Steelers were to land Aaron Rodgers, could you count them as favorites? That defense?
I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know, man.
No.
It's hard to tell. You can't – what Tom Brady did by coming here and doing what he did, I don't expect other quarterbacks just go there and fucking win a Super Bowl.
I do.
It ain't that easy.
I do. I expect the more – like. You don't.
Do you think the Rams win at home?
I don't
and,
want
and we're
this.
Not,
Hold on.
We all got to be cheering on Cincy, by the way.
Big Joey B fan.
Do you guys think other quarterbacks that let's say for instance who played a while like Dan Marino?
Okay.
Dan Marino on the back end of his career, if he got to choose before he retired, mm-hmm. if he could go play on another team, handpick a team. Let's just say something like how the Bucks were with Jameis Winston that year where he had great stats but he turned the ball over. You don't think another veteran quarterback would want to do that? Go play for another
team? No, I'm not saying not do that. I'm just saying do what he did.
But
you're not going to replicate doing what he did. Just because you go there doesn't mean
his first year, though. It wasn't,
I understand.
It was a team thing.
I understand it was a team thing. There was a lot of pieces here before that. But I just, you know, people like, oh, he's leaving here going to a team that's somewhat developed. It's going to work automatically.
I think the only big name free agent that we honestly have a shot. I don't think it's going to be Rodgers by any chance. I think Wilson's slight chance. But the name that really we talked about, Deshaun Watson, that I think could be interesting, I'm just a little concerned about, would be Derek Carr.
That's all dependent on what Josh McDaniel wants to do, if he wants to do his own thing or if he wants to work with what's there. I wouldn't bat an eye at Derek. I would embrace the fact that they actually bring him in here. That would be perfect for Trask. Carr's been around the league. He's not a bad quarterback. He's worked with some good – he had some good players around him.
Or run with Trask and get yourself a nice solid backup to help him.
Yeah.
One of my buddies texted me.
I don't
want
to rush Trask into it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same. One of my buddies was texting me today. He's like, "Is it really true?" Like, he doesn't keep up. He doesn't have social media, so he doesn't really keep up with it. He's like, "Is it really true Tom retired?" Yeah. I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Fuck, man." He goes, "I don't want to go back to losing ways." And I was like, "Dude, think about it. We got two rings. You know, some teams haven't even been to the Super Bowl. Some teams haven't won a Super Bowl, you know."
I think. What if Trask surprised you? What if he's like a top? What if he's a TB in the waiting?
Then let him wait until he's ready.
Don't ruin TB him. Is his Drew Bledsoe.
You know what I would do?
We'll pull up our schedule next year.
Yeah, we got some
look
teams.
Look at the schedule next year.
We got some teams.
This is not a second year kind of quarterback kind of schedule we're going to go through next year.
Yeah, and I think
this might be one of the hardest schedules we've had in a long time.
I think Bruce is going to want to get a seasoned vet, you know.
All right, so
but I don't think
home
it's gonna,
games.
I don't think we'll trade big for it.
Home games: Packers, Chiefs, Rams, Bengals. Jesus Christ! Seattle, Baltimore, and then our three division away games. Holy shit! Cardinals, 49ers, Steelers, Browns. R3, and then the Cowboys. I mean, dude, what a fucking year.
How many of those teams were
That's why fucking Tom retired, damn it.
Dude, seriously, like that might have had something to wager in on. Like, dude,
that is one of the toughest Buccaneer schedules I've ever seen.
That's the toughest fucking schedule that's I've ever seen for a team to go through. How many of those teams were in the playoffs this year?
One, two, three, four. Five, six. Seven Steelers made it.
And Baltimore.
And Cowboys eight. Holy shit. And Baltimore. Half of the teams.
Lightning scored a goal.
Nice.
And Baltimore and Cleveland were just out of it.
And half of the teams that we play next year are all fucking playoff teams this year.
The three.
Two of them are in the Super Bowl.
You know what our three wins could really be if the shit hits the fan is our three division games.
Yeah.
Because those teams are fucking. They're in a worse position than we are. Falcons just. You know what? Give us Matt Ryan.
Listen to this. Every team that played in the NFC Championship and AFC Championship are on our schedule next year. And the two Super Bowl components, of course.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one.
I'm going to give them a living hell. I'll be screaming.
God, I did not. This is, like, exciting, though.
That's exciting?
Yeah.
You get to see where you're at,
though. That's why I'm not even – I don't even want to proceed of what they're going to do. I'm just going to enjoy this right now that we won our division. We're still kind of relevant, and next year is
going to – No, we're all over the news. Tom Brady just retired.
Tom Brady's over the news. We're not over the news.
Yeah, well, what do you think sportcasters are talking about now? What are the Bucks going to do? Who are they going to try to get?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, we actually...
You did not know that's who we were playing next year?
I honestly did not know it was that stacked. I hadn't... I mean, I've seen this list before.
How many wins right now without a quarterback do you see on that team? If we have to throw out Gabbard or Trask, how many wins?
17-0.
Oh, God.
I see 4 or 5 wins.
We're winning every fucking game.
Maybe. No bullshit.
No, we're winning.
You throw Trask to these teams?
We're winning every game. Every game.
You better hope your defense is
fucking on fire.
But do you think we could win a division?
That's our main thing. That's what it's coming down to right now. It's not about seeding. It's
what if you
taking
go,
care of our business and our inside of our division.
What if you go 6-0 in the division,
and you bomb on all the others,
and you go 2-8 in the other, and you're 8-9 or whatever.
You'll win the division then.
Yep.
But then you're gonna go to the
Kyle playoffs. Trask winning the division.
Yes.
Listen, you don't know. Like we just sat here and said, like you said, there's a draft that number 199 this year could be the next Tom Brady too. Nah, I mean, you never know.
You don't know, but
Trask could literally be.
Odds are to say that there's not another 199 draft pick coming out. The next quarterback that's going to do that. I mean, he could be playing now. We don't know. Time will only tell. But he's going to make his own name and he's going to do it his own way. Nobody's going to ever repeat what 12 did.
No, exactly. But at the same time, I mean, you got guys like Patrick Mahomes.
Look at Pat Mahomes and Andy Reid. Andy Reid's getting up there. Andy Reid's not coaching for another 10 years.
Brady
and Belichick played for 19 seasons together. There was a chemistry there, regardless if they didn't like each other or not. There's not that longevity with that quarter with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
But are you telling me that Patrick, as soon as Andy Reid leaves, he's nothing?
You don't know. I don't know. You can't predict the future like that because Andy Reid is an offensive guru. Andy Reid makes Pat Mahomes work.
Mahomes also makes his makes his offense
shown,
work.
Exactly. He's shown vulnerability. Like the Bucks kind of broke him, and they kind of exposed that in the Super Bowl. They did.
They had no.
They held the
I
Chiefs
did,
to 9 points.
And right, I did
top
see.
Five,
I did
top five quarterbacks in the league right now that Tom Brady's out.
Pat Mahomes,
number one. Okay.
Obviously, you're going to go Rodgers.
Okay. Total quarterback, complete quarterback.
I mean, I want to say Lamar, maybe, I guess.
That's top three. Can you give me two more quarterbacks?
He wants to say Herbert and Burrow.
I mean, it's leaning that way.
No way, dude. Allen's better than both those guys.
Josh Allen. I'm sorry. I'll put Josh Allen up there. I'll put Josh Allen at three. Who did I say for three? Lamar. And then you can battle between Herbert and Burrow. I forgot about Josh Allen. That's my apologies. Josh Allen, you know what? I'm putting him over Aaron Rodgers. Right now? Are you kidding me? He can run.
So what?
Aaron Rodgers ain't running like Josh Allen.
Who you got,
Josh
Chip?
Allen has the strongest arm in the NFL.
I think Mahomes is number one, hands down.
It has to be.
I think Rodgers is a solid two. I think that total complete quarterback is Josh Allen. Lamar as a complete quarterback wouldn't be on my top five list right now. He's really good at running the ball, but he's not great at everything else. I'd go with – I'd probably finish up with I'd go with Burrow. I like Burrow in my top five. And I guess I'll have to finish out with, yeah, I guess I'm in agreeance with him.
Herbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably go that, probably the same
route.
You
can throw Russ in there with those guys, but I just like the younger guys.
I don't think you can. I think they're better quarterbacks.
I think they are. Well, they're younger.
It would get mixed around maybe a little bit, a guy here and there. But for like 6, 7, and 8, I would definitely say Russell would be 6.
Yeah, your top 10, Russell would be mine too.
You know, he would definitely
have
to be.
That's it. There's not. You put Dak up in there?
No, but I guess who else I'd put up there? I'd put Derek Carr up there.
I'd put Derek Carr in the top 10. There's literally 10. There's 10, 12 quarterbacks in
this
league.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
He's probably rounding it out.
He's making it just because on the splash plays he's had, but he's not.
What teams have a quarterback right now that is just he's getting screwed because of the team because he's a good quarterback?
I mean, that's everybody. Everybody that's not good.
Yeah, you.
Tua, you would say? I don't know.
No, yeah. Tua, he's got some weapons. I would definitely say Trevor Lawrence for sure.
I'd say Daniel Jones.
No, I don't think Daniel Jones.
No,
he's
I don't.
A turnover machine.
Yeah,
He's a turnover machine because of his fucking team, bro.
Yeah, but he fumbles a lot, and he also falls over his own feet.
Yeah, he.
So there's some white boy issues he's got going on there. He's a little goofy goof.
He does.
Yeah, I mean,
because Zach Wilson, I think he's as good as his team.
At the end of the day, like I said, there's 10 or 12 quarterbacks. There's not 32 quarterbacks. There's never been 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, ever.
Yeah, sure there was. We had the 32.
But I'm saying Brad Johnson. There's not – so every 32 teams, the guy that's got number 30, there's no way.
Oh, how about boy in Chicago?
Justin Fields?
Yeah. What about Philadelphia? We haven't even talked
Jalen
about
Hurts?
That yet.
Jalen
Hurts?
No.
What about Nick Foles?
No.
He could be a 1 year
Tell
guy
Michael
though.
Vick to start working out, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's tough.
Cordell Stewart, John Kitna, bring them all back.
Who's the Houston Texans quarterback right now?
Collins? I don't know. He wasn't
Collins.
Bad though.
Collins, right?
Not Kerry Collins.
Not Kerry Collins. I think it's Collins though, isn't it?
I don't know. Whoever finished out for Houston, he was not that bad.
What was it? Is it
I don't
Heineke
know.
Or whatever?
Heineke. No, Heineke. He was. He's for Washington.
I know, but. What about him?
No.
No?
There's just not a lot out there.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. All right, so other than that, obviously we've talked a little bit about the last game of the Bucks for the year. That was a shitty, shitty way to fucking end the season. But it is what it is. On to the next.
Yep.
Who are we going for the Super Bowl, dog?
Obviously, the Bengals.
Cincy all day. Main reason being because you don't want the Rams to win in their home.
Fuck the Rams.
Or because they beat us.
No, fuck the Rams.
Both.
Fuck any team in the NFC.
I hope that Dog and Eminem and Mary J. Blige and Dr. Dre don't bomb on this halftime because I'm looking,
you know, that's
I'm
the
looking
that,
forward to it.
That Detroit's been to the Super Bowl with Stafford and Eminem performing. 8 Mile, yo.
Man, the Bucks just posted Tom Brady's top plays from 2001.
From 2001?
Or 2021, sorry.
All right, guys, are we done for the night?
Yeah, I think so.
No, we're not.
My ears are starting to hurt.
All right. Take it like a fan, we out.
See.
Go Bucks, go Lightning, go Rays, go Rowdies, we out.
Go home.